For this mini-series on Tefillah, I want to look at lessons we can learn from the Hallel we say at the Seder. And for the opening thought, I want to talk about the purpose of the long Hallel that we say at the Seder. Right? The Hallel is long. Aside from the part that we say that's before Shulchan Aruch, before the meal, after the meal, after Birkat HaMazon, we have Tehillim Kuf Lamed Vav, Hallel HaGadol, right? The one with all the Kili Olam Chasdos. We also have Tehillim chapters 113 to 118 with the regular Hallel, so to speak, the one that we're familiar with from Yom Tov. We have Nishmas Kol Chai. Why do we need all of this? And that question is actually posed in the Gemara. It's a Gemara in Pesachim, Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara talks about the beauty of Tehillim 136, Kuf Lamed Vav, the one with the Kili Olam Chasdos, how it talks about how Hashem provides for everybody, Nosein Lechem L'chol Basar. And then the Gemara asks, if we have Halal HaGadol, why do we say Tehillim 113 to 118? What is that for? So the Gemara actually gives three answers. I'm going to focus on the first answer, which references five miracles, five nisim of Hashem. Mishum sheyesh bo chamisha devarim halalu, because it has these five elements. Yitzias Mitzrayim, getting out of Egypt, right? Betzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea, Hayamra Avayanos. Matan Torah, the presentation of the Torah at Sinai. We understand that to be referenced in the Pasuk, Harim Rakducha Elim, the mountains dance like rams. Trias Hamesim, the resurrection of the dead, Es Halech Lifnei Hashem Baratzos HaChayim, I will walk before God in the land of the living. Chevlo Shel Mashiach, and the pangs of Mashiach. When we say Lo Lanu Hashem Lo Lanu, that section there is actually hinting at the arrival of Mashiach. Interesting that we have Trias Hamesim there before Mashiach. That's a whole other discussion. But what does this Gemara's answer actually mean? What is the common denominator in these 5 points that you know we're associating with the Parakim of Hallel? So Rashbam says, these five things are also about redemption. So therefore it makes sense that we'll say them at the Seder. Good answer. But the Maharsha says something else. And it's really an intriguing idea. He says, Elu ha-chamisha hem kolim ha-ikarim ha-shalosha. He says, these five items that we're identifying include three basic principles of faith. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Morim al Metziusa v'Chidush HaOlam. He says, first of all, the fact that Hashem took us out of Egypt, the splitting of the sea, those demonstrate Hashem's existence and the fact that Hashem created the world. And then the presentation of the Torah teaches about Torah min HaShamayim, teaches us the Torah is from the heavens. Then he goes on about Tchias HaMesim and Mashiach. It teaches us, these things are meant to teach us about Emunah. In other words, the goal of saying this Hallel is not expressing Emunah, expressing what we believe, but rather learning Emunah, gaining Emunah, by saying chapters of Tehillim that credit Hashem with these miracles. We say this Hallel to help us to appreciate Hashem. It's kind of the opposite of Vayaminu Bashem of Moshe Avdo Az Yashir. Right, we say that at the sea, the Jews trusted and they believed in Hashem and they believed in Moshe, and therefore they sang. The Emunah leads to the singing. Here, the singing is actually meant to lead us to Emunah. To which you might ask, why? We already experienced a miracle. Why do I need to sing in order to get Emunah? This shouldn't be necessary. I experienced a miracle. That is what gives me Emunah in those things. So it reminds me of a comment by Rav Aaron Cutler in Mishnas Rabbi Aaron for Pesach. He writes, "Af masha ha'adam ro'ev be'einav mehatzorach leva'er la'atzmo mashehu ro'ev likboa b'hakaraso." He says, even what a person sees with his own eyes, he needs to explain it to himself, to clarify it to himself, to clarify what he saw, and to fix it in his consciousness. Meaning, we actually need this experience of digesting what we've seen in order to assimilate it and to understand what we experience, that we don't make mistakes, like interpreting it as a natural event or deciding that it must have been a hallucination. when we say Hallel post-miracle, after we have experienced something wondrous, and that's what we're supposed to be doing, seeing ourselves as having experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim, when we say Hallel after that, we teach ourselves to recognize and appreciate what Hashem has done for us. That's why we choose these prakim, which teach us those lessons. We just experienced something wondrous. Let's inculcate into ourselves that which it demonstrated, that Hashem exists. This shows us that Hashem created the world. This shows us Hashem's power and Hashem's attention to what happens. We choose these prakim in order to teach us those lessons. That's what we're doing with this extended Hallel. It is an educational experience, no less than the educational experience that occurred in telling the story in the first place. I just want to leave off with a question. The Gemara's list of the five Emunah lessons that are here starts with getting out of Egypt, and it says that's found in Hallel and Betzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Okay, so why do we start Hallel with the Perek before that? Right, that's Perek Kuf Yud Aleph. That's chapter 114 of Hallel, Betzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. We start Hallel one chapter before that, 113. What's the role of the chapter before that if it's not teaching us these five lessons?